country. Angels don't always have wings. No, they wear football uniforms, and they say Seattle Seahawks on it. That's what they...
I thought you played Angels. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, yeah, you're an angel. Fallen angel! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blue and Gold Show. Your host with the most, it's John Mad Dog Horner. Hello.
What's up, Mikey? Good morning, Warrior family.
Yeah, it's another game of football Friday Night Lights, but at home.
We're at home, baby. Home opener. I can tell you what. Welcome to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. And last week, tough loss as we went on the road and took on Grants Pass. Lost 20-6, 6-6 with 8 minutes left. They got a touchdown. Interception, went back for another touchdown. A lot like the South Medford game last year, but we get a chance to redeem ourselves for the South Medford as we take on South Medford tonight. The Panthers at home, game time 7 o'clock. So make sure you get there on time. No JV game. The JV played last night. They struggled over in the Rogue Valley as they lost to the Panthers by a final score of 46-6. Chules Bates ended up with the lone touchdown for the Warriors last night in JV action. So the Panthers of South Medford will be here tonight. Mike Whalen Field, first home game of the season for the Warriors. And we got two great seniors in the house with me today. The starting quarterback, Kyle Dixon, and outstanding standout lineman Nathan Barker joining us today. Welcome, fellas. And first off, Barker, why don't we give a shout out to some of the family at home?
I'd like to shout out my mom. I love you. Gabe and my little sister, Destiny. I love you guys.
Kyle, I know you've been waiting to get a shout out. You haven't had a shout out since you were 9 and you were on the show. Give me a shout out.
My mom, my pops, my girlfriend, you know. Big Nate Barker right here, the O-line, everybody.
Yeah, a good quarterback always gives his line credit. That's good work. Kyle, I'm going to start with you. I've seen you grow up on the sidelines, little playing catch on the sidelines at Warrior games forever. As a senior, you get a chance to walk onto Mike Whalen Field as a starting quarterback for the first game of the season. What's that like, and are you excited about tonight?
I'm excited. It's kind of what I prepared for my whole life. You know, training for my whole like career and stuff is kind of what I've like prepared for.
So you, we talked a little bit about, you know, when I'm up there in the stands, you always see those kids down on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And you say, man, that kid right there, I bet you he can't wait to get on the field.
Yeah.
That was walking around the community as a starting quarterback. It's got to be cool. Got to be a lot of pride when it comes to that.
It's also a lot of pressure, but it's nothing I can't handle.
Pressure is a privilege.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the cool things is you come from a community that supports you so much. The pressure you have is actually a privilege because you go to a big town where nobody knows sports or anything like that. There's no pressure to play.
Yeah.
But the pressure you have here is kind of an honor kind of thing. It's kind of cool in that aspect. Well, Nathan, you grew up in this area also, both born and raised.
Yes.
But nothing against, you know, the skill players or anything like that. But when you grow up as a Warrior lineman, there's a sense of pride. You guys carry yourself a certain way. It takes a lot of time and effort to master your craft. What's it been like growing up through Delaware football?
You know, it's been great. Honestly, it feels good being able to protect KD over here while he's in the pocket. Feels good knowing that the game rhythm and all that is pretty much based off of us. If we do good, then our backs have open holes, you know. And that's what wins us games. You know, it all starts on the line. So it feels great. It feels good.
Yeah. So walking around the community, Nathan, you know, you played youth football, right?
Yes.
What is it different than Friday Night Lights? You know, we talk about that a lot. Sunday's great and all. You love Sunday youth football because everybody's there cheering on. It's kind of like a barbecue. But it's that stage of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
How pumped are you about tonight?
Oh, I can't wait, man. It's just a... You know, you get a little nervous, but you honestly just got to use that momentum, you know, coming off of a tough loss last week. You know, it sucks, but you just got to improve on the small things. I think we've been working hard this week, so we should go in confident, and I think no one should be scared. Yeah, we should be ready.
Absolutely. Kyle, let's take a look at the first two games. The Warriors went on the road, beat Lower Lake pretty handily, headed over to Grants Pass, and for three quarters, toe-to-toe, 3.5, I'm just going to say the whole game, toe-to-toe battle against the 6A school of Grants Pass in a very showcase Friday night's environment over there. Your first year starter as a quarterback, even though you're a senior, how do you feel things have gone so far this year being 1-1?
I think we've been okay. Lower Lake, they weren't as great as Grants Pass, but you know, we still played really well. I'd say that game was like an A. And then Grants Pass, they were really good, but we should have won that game. We didn't play as good as we could.
I think four quarters, right? When you play against those tough teams, 22-year suiting, they're suiting 35-40, wore down towards the end. But I think that, you know, coming in tonight, it's going to be a lot like that. We'll talk about that after the break. But I really want to get to this side of it is, what do you think that you guys have done well this last two games, and what do you think you can improve on?
I think we've done well mixing it up. Like, we've done a lot of different formations, kind of like switch things around. Like, one play we're in that wing T, and then another play we're in an empty set. So I think we've done that really well. I think we've like kind of gained experience and like established ourselves. That'll help us in the long run. And then something we can improve on, I think, is get more physical. You know, like, I feel like some like just tiptoeing around, but I think we need to, you know, get more physical.
Smash mouth.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, when it comes to league play, you're going to have to definitely smash mouth heading into the playoffs. And that's that edge that Delnard always has. And I think you're right. I think it's something they can work on. One thing I've been impressed with, Kyle, is you coming in. And what I really look for in that Lower Lake game is I felt that your timing was really well. Yeah. When you're in that wing tee and you're running the ball, people really don't understand, well, it's a quarterback deal. All you can do is hand it off. There's a lot of different reads, if not reads, but timing and footwork that you have to have. And for being your first year starting, I thought you did very well at that. And I don't think you skipped a beat when it came to that. A lot of times, even if you've been Maxwell, even a couple of times at the beginning of last year, you know, went to hand the ball off to the wrong side or things like that. I thought you've really been fine tuned. Is that something you work on in the offseason?
Yeah, that definitely is. And then my 2 years of being on JV, we did that a lot. And then even last year, you just because I wasn't starting, I was still at practice, you know, practicing those kind of things.
I think you brought up a great point. When you have a program instead of just a team, you start working that footwork and that timing as a freshman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been working this footwork.
I've been doing that for years.
For 3 years. Even though you're coming in as your first starting varsity job, you've been working that footwork. Yeah. Which kind of makes a big difference. Nathan? Reload is an understatement when it comes to that offensive line.
Yes.
Great offensive line, great senior crew that went through last year. They pushed people up and down the field the whole time. It's a growing kind of thing for you guys. 1-1 on the season. I'm a big advocate of the line. I watch it a lot. And I got to say, physically, I think bar none, I don't think you've missed too many beats. How has it been for you guys up front for the first two games?
I think we could do better. I think we've been good, but there's definitely some things we could improve on. This week we've been going hard in practice, been really physical. So I think we can do good tonight. It doesn't matter, you know, they're bigger than us, they're faster than us. We'll show them what we're about. I think we got it this week.
Well, Kai coming back, the only other starting lineman. You came up last year.
Yeah.
You kind of jumped a couple times. It's cool to be back with all the kids in your grade.
Yes.
Right, because you played up a little bit. So it's Kai playing with Borges and people like that that maybe you haven't played with in a year or two. How's that camaraderie going with you guys here
this year? I think it's good. We started clicking this summer during workouts. I honestly don't think we've skipped a beat. You know, we picked up where we left off, you know, from our JV year when we went 10-0. And I think we're doing good. Honestly, I could see us doing big things come the end of this year, going into playoffs. And I love this group, man. It's been great, you know, playing with them from youth, from single A all the way to my senior year now. So just got to keep putting in work in, but I love these guys.
Well, it's exciting to watch, and we're going to take a quick break in the action. And when we get back, we're going to break down the South Medford game tonight and talk a little about tonight's matchup.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizin, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show here Friday morning. We got our first home game at Mike Whalen Field tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff against the South Medford Panthers as the Warriors come into the contest 1-1 on the season. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Pregame show at 6:45 on KPOD 97.9 and on DonorSports.com. Joining me in the studios this morning, Kyle Dixon and Nathan Barker, the two seniors that are going to lead us to victory tonight, as we've been talking about during the break. But before we get there, I want to make sure I give a shout out to the volleyball team. 2-0 this week, 6-0 in sets. They're off to a great start, firing on all cylinders, and I'm excited to see what they got going on. They will be on the show next week, next Friday, as they head to a very highly contested tournament in Red Bluff next weekend. So we'll have them on the Blue and Gold Show next Friday to kind of talk volleyball. But let's talk about tonight's game. Home opener, Mike Whalen Field. Nathan, you guys worked hard. It's been a long week of practice, I'm sure, especially after a fourth quarter where probably in your eyes, and we talked a little bit about maybe where you kind of got tired and got let down a little bit. Going to be the same situation tonight. There's going to be a lot of kids. And if you go to the game, they're going to be lined up on the other side like a college team with tons of kids. What do you guys got to do tonight up front to be successful?
Up front? We just need to communicate more, honestly. That's a big part of it, communicating, saying, you know, I got this guy, I'm going out. We've really been working on that this week, too. We've been really working on communicating because Medford has different fronts they like to run, so it's really important that you're like, hey, I got this guy, and I'm going here, yada, yada. But just physical. Just got to be really physical. And like I said earlier, we've been working on that, so that'll be a key part in tonight.
Well, you know, I was talking to on the radio a couple of times. I think you guys are getting great push up front,
yeah.
But assignment blocking sometimes lacks a little bit. And I think that's where that communication comes in.
Yeah.
And you get these teams that are a little bit higher level coached. They're going to show you different fronts. They're going to stunt different sides.
Yes.
The communication is going to be, you got to protect this guy.
Yes. I think fourth quarter, you know, we kind of let Kyle down a little bit. Pocket was collapsing really fast. So, honestly, a big part, too, would be hydrate. Not a lot of people were, you know, hydrating before the game. So we got to make sure we're on top of that. You know, drink Pedialyte, tons of water, and that'll help a lot.
Kyle, offensively coming into the game, you know, we don't speak about defense too much, but you're a great part of the defense, too. But offensively, what do the Warriors got to do tonight? What do you got to do to get back on track? Only 6 points last week against Grants Pass. Timing was good. They were just pretty fast. You're going to see a lot of that tonight. What do you guys got to do tonight? Missing Harrison out for at least 6 weeks. So that's going to be tough. You lost Mantonia in the offseason, two of your fast playmaker backs. I seen you work your feet a little bit as running the ball, which really helped kind of the different dimension of the game too. But what do you guys got to do tonight here at Mike Whalen Field to come away with a victory?
I think we got to get Borges going. We got to get Borges, Lopez, and McCovey. I think we got to get them going early. See, get their feet under them. And then we got to throw the ball a little bit more and do it effectively. Last week we threw the ball, but nothing was happening. So if we can get the passing game going and we can get our backs under their feet, I think we'll be.
I ask quarterbacks all the time, especially when you come to a Mike Whalen Field, where you got the crown there, right?
Yeah.
Where you're throwing to the sideline and it's down 5 or 6 feet. You're coming off two fields that were definitely flat. Lower Lake was grass, but it was flat, and obviously a turf field at Grants Pass. What's it like to throw at Mike Whalen Field, and what kind of adjustments do you have to make?
I don't really have to make any. I'm used to it, but maybe for like South Medford quarterback might have to, because they've never played on anything like that in their life. But I don't think I'll have to make any adjustments.
Game day at home, Nathan. Right. Game day. First Friday game. What do you do this afternoon? No JV game, right? Yeah. What do you got to do to get ready right before game time?
Listen to music, get mentally prepped. Just getting that mentality, you know, just that dog mentality that, you know what, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to whoop some butt. So, I think that's a big part.
Warrior fans, get ready for tonight. Mike Wayland Field, Friday Night Lights. Game time, remember, kickoff 7 o'clock tonight, and we're going to get after it. I'm excited, Mike, aren't you?
This is Blake Shelton.
Hi,
this
here
is
we go. Eldridge. Gotta go.
This is Jake Owen.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. President Biden is in New Delhi, India.